The tribes of the Nyamgiri Mountains in Orissa State treasure the land where their people have lived for thousands of years. They farm the land, they worship the mountain as a god. But Vedanta Resources wants to mine bauxite in the hills and further develop an aluminium refinery. That would mean clearing much of the tribal land. Two of the tribe's people made a four-day journey to London to protest directly to Vedanta's shareholders at the company's annual general meeting in early August. Kamuti Maji is a farmer and member of the Kunchia Khond tribe in Lanjigar in western Orissa.
Before Vedant came, we were living in peace and harmony and we had a lot to eat and live on. But after the company has come, it has already started cutting down trees and devastating the area, and that has resulted in a lot of unrest.
The tribe's cause has been taken up by campaigners in India who want to preserve the wildlife and landscape. Prafulla Samantara from the National Alliance of People's Movements is one of three petitioners asking the Indian Supreme Court to permanently protect the Nyamgiri Mountains from any mine development.
The people have lost everything. They have lost everything, land, water, forest, and they are being poor and poor. They become poor and poor. The poverty is increased. That is why the tribals feel that they are being marginalized.
While Prafulla Samantara blames the Indian government for not protecting the tribes, Vedanta Resources insists corporate social responsibility is key to its philosophy. Vedanta sponsors schools and other community resources in the Nyamgiri Hills, but some villagers say that is not the point. They say the proposed new mine would destroy their lives and livelihoods. Pilami Maji is a community leader from Jagannathpur village.
We are very sad and upset that the company is taking away our land, our natural resources and our mountain, and is not able to understand what it is doing to us.
The court ruling on the future of the Nyamgiri Hills and therefore the tribal people who live there is expected August 9th. Despite repeated requests, Vedanta Resources declined to comment. For VOA News, I'm Suzanne Chislett in London.